Hey folks, Human Rights Attorney Lee Dundas here. We're at the U.S. Senate building in Washington, D.C. this Monday, January 24th. I just wanted to bring you a quick update on what is going on. Attorney Tom Rentz and I dropped a major bombshell today. Senator Ron Johnson, as you may be aware, was kind enough to hold a hearing, a roundtable, seeking data from world-renowned doctors and other scientists, as well as attorneys, on what is really going on with the COVID-19 protocols, what kinds of things are they seeing in the hospitals, what's really up with remdesivir, is it a kill shot, one out of two people actually prescribed remdesivir die in studies that they have done. So all of that data was getting put out on the table here. We joined sort of a last-minute addition because Tom Rentz and I stumbled upon some really bombshell data coming out of the U.S. military from high-ranking officials there that are acting as whistleblowers. What we are seeing is that in the 5 years leading up to the COVID-19 vaccination year of 2021, all diseases across the board in the military were about 1.7 million on average when you aggregated all the reports in the military of diseases across the board. And that includes the COVID 2020 year. There was no real jump that year in disease, despite the fact that we had COVID out there. But you introduced the vaccine in the beginning part of 2021, in January of 2021, and in the succeeding 10 months, that number jumped from a five-year average of 1.7 million to nearly 22 million. It was a 20 million jump, representing a more than 1,000% increase on diseases across the board. When you break down those diseases, when you start looking at esophageal cancer, congenital malformation, anxiety, you're seeing anywhere from 500 to almost 2,500% increases in that particular sector. This is horrifying. We need to get to the bottom of it. And we have asked Senator Ron Johnson to work with his colleagues here in Washington, D.C., so that we can get these whistleblowers immunity and get their testimony on the record so that the full spectrum of what is going on there is actually known, so that we, the people, know it and so that Congress knows it. On a separate note, I want to give a shout-out to Canada right now. As you may have heard, they are under fire. Their leader, Trudeau, decided in his infinite wisdom to stop all trucks from coming or going across the border if the truck drivers were not fully vaccinated. That was Saturday a week ago. And then Biden, because, of course, he's a friend of Trudeau, apparently, decided he would follow suit this last Saturday, January 22nd. Accordingly, there's obviously more goods going into Canada from the U.S. than the other way, and this is deep freeze, deep winter for them. I will be done in just 1 minute. They are making an island of Canada. So the Canadian truckers are fighting back. They are doing a convoy. West Coast, East Coast, North and South are converging on Ottawa this coming Saturday. We, the Americans, are supporting that. If you're a trucker, if you're a concerned mother, father, farmer, worker, retiree, please get in your car and go to one of these three border crossings: Houlton, Maine, Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan, or Sweetgrass, Montana. Again, that's Houlton, Maine, Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan, Sweetgrass, Montana. It is Saturday, January 29th. We'll see you there noon Eastern time. You can get more data at freedomfighternation.org. I love you guys. Keep fighting your corner. Take care.